Cameron Wright, and beginning of this short, hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74. Channel 1 Wright, and beginning of this hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74. Channel 1 Wright, beginning of this hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74. Channel 1 Wright, and beginning of this hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74.
You can't tell one from the other. Brady got some of this non-dairy from the other day. Liquid stuff made out of soybeans and the Lord knows what it was. And she didn't realize that it was non-dairy stuff. She got it.
Non-dairy.
So there's no milk or cream or anything in it. Soybeans and preservatives and I don't know what else.
Well, over in China and the army, I went and got some of those Chinese and they were shotting out of those health foods, you see.
Yeah.
And they started with soybeans.
Thank you. same moon as the other. Good number. And now you're going to put $500 down for it. Okay. Yes, and then put on. The floor, so you're going to pay $1,000. Unless if you find it for $500. And that thing, you could buy a whole combo there for $50 a thousand.
Hard to believe.
My dad had a sauce up there in his house. And he had sold him in $1,000 for the lumber. There's an old buddy of mine up in Newton, North Carolina. He's cutting me some hardwood. I'm going to phone back to you there in about a month. Pick it up.
Is that ready to pick up the
line? That's right. It's about dry enough now for me to start to work on. Good evening.
Howdy. Howdy. Good evening. Howdy. Good evening. Y'all don't care. Listen to me. I'm going to get a few things started. Because somebody's going to be...
Somebody's going to be...
Go ahead. Just
to work around here that long, longer. But I'm down to station this afternoon, about 2:30, 3 o'clock. About 6. Yeah. But he did his cut too, see, and I got tired of that cut.
Well, he got tired of what he got.
Yeah. He pulled a man a price, and he didn't tell me something else, see.
Well, he'd handle the money and pay you.
That's right. Probably take a good look off before he took it. It was about 20%. See, I'm out there on my own now. I tell a man, I get $350 to take a load of horses. New Holland, Pennsylvania.
You got no
faith.
Nobody.
I don't have to pay nobody. I do the collection. I'm talking about. Well, they're talking about $200 to make around here.
It's not all
sober. It's not all sober. No. Well, like I said, well, they're on a different station than me. But if I got the radio on, and they got that radar set up over there, it'll come in on my CD. It's called static on my CD, see? I know to slow down and get in the right category. If it's not on, I don't come on my radio. If it comes, they got it on, it'll come on my radio.
And they can't tell unless it's on?
No. They can tell I'm going to have hard to tell. You get a whole thing hard good. In some cases, yeah, but I had, well, I got something on the damn lake and it cost $500, didn't it? That's different. Well, now, see, me, if they checked me, I wouldn't go in. I'd just give them a AAA card and say, look, that's good for $5,000.
So they'd say to me, if they think that, I mean, they'd see that, and then you'd
Yeah, when it was in the car back then.
Oh, they just hold that car.
Yeah. That car was worth $5,000 on the westbound. That's just one of them gimmicks. You've got to lose one, guy. You've got to lose one.
Maybe it costs you dollars a week.
It'll cost you nothing. No, sir, it won't cost you nothing to play. All you got to do is flip a lay and it gives you one.
What post bond?
I can post bond. I can post $5,000 for you to fix.
Joey, let me tell you something. You know when you first started out here?
Yeah.
It was in March.
I know it was early in the spring, but it wasn't what year.
Well, it's 69. And because Barbara came.
It rained.
I got more than a half. But that's worth $5,000.
See, his daughter Barbara.
Yeah?
Came that fall.
That's right.
And by the time she got here, you were just walking in here, and she was sitting down there and talking to me about horses in.
Some problems.
Oh, he did.
I remember certain problems.
Yeah, you heard the problem. That's all. Well, you see, you were in on everything we did out here. You're just like today. See, Jack Brady got here just a little while before you did.
Yeah.
And the way it used to be, if anything was going on up out here,
I was in the middle. I was still out there then, out there working in that hay right out there. The headache so bad it couldn't fit on that tractor.
You know, I took the well, now let me tell you. You know, so much is going on out here. You don't have to slam the damn door.
Jeez, I'm very guy.
Several
jumps up, I mean, she jumps straight up in the air on, I mean, all four of them fell to the ground. She didn't walk 20 foot out in that field there, but she raised up all four of them off of the ground, and her and that little pony horse of mine run. They run right there, I'm telling you, it was something. I thought we were going to have to catch some time up, they were going to overdo the thing.
Well, now you see, there's a lot of little innocents like that that somebody's got to put together.
So now that's what happened.
So, let me tell you, so you think that happened out here, they haven't happened anywhere else. We've had
all this up and down
out here. We've had,
you see,
I think
the dumbest
time was last year when I was working over the place in the practice. And I was also thinking,
excuse me,
sir,
I got to
go running in
and
stuff. Oh, this house is over. Yeah, well, you want to stop it.
Physical condition to be nuts. I was,
I don't think it was you so much as it was us. We just wasn't
here
any fun, any life to us.
Well, you run down. You had to work with them flatheads and they had your brain off. I got about 2 more loads, 4 or 5 more loads of horses to get in the thing. 4 or 5 more weeks. Then I'll be, if my equipment holds up, then I'm going to lease it out. Like I said, I'm going to be big here, just a little bit. I'm going to lease my equipment out. My truck and trailer. I got a car for the time of the month. It's a later model, 58 model. 58 Ford. 340 Ford. 58 Ford, 3/4 ton. So I had to get rid of that 1 ton on account of RCC.
Oh, is that what's up there?
That's right.
Exactly.
Right.
You had to blow it.
That's right. How to get down on a lighter class. We got 1 ton way too much. We were way over 5,000 pounds. Yeah. The one I got now weighs 4,250. I'm pushing it completely under RCC regulations. RCC don't have nothing to do with me. That's right. They can touch me no way, shape, form, or fight. Because neither my trailer nor my truck will go over 5,000 pounds.
That's where they start.
They get over 5,000 pounds where they start.
Yeah.
you got a gas tank or don't. They're not pressure tested. They really tell you. And you ain't got lights where they belong. They start again. You ain't got emergency equipment. They start again. And they keep that up. And first thing you know, you got a $500 fine. And you got to pay it now. And they don't buy that. Where it is, I'm legal on any man's road except in Tennessee, and I have to get $1 for a fuel tank. And they let me alone now. I'll buy a fuel permit when I get back up there, if I ever get back up there. Just to keep them off my back. I'll give them $10, just to keep them off my back.
Well, look at why didn't you start out this way? You just had to work into it.
I just had, you take a baby, they got to crawl before they can walk. Well, that's the way with me. I had to start down there and start crawling. Then I got to like a walk, and then I got my feet slapped out from under me. I'd go over and then fall.
You bet your feet slapped out. As many times as anybody I ever saw who had as much experience as you have.
Well, it was my health, of course.
Well, I think it. it wasn't your health that got you three things.
No.
Did you take all the paper down here with them?
Yes, and they're out there in the right out down there in the
station. I got some. In 1972, I was getting along real good down here. There was nothing written before we could make the money.
Yeah, that's right.
I got those with severe headaches. And I wasn't worth a damn of a hole in it. For me, myself, or nobody else. I got that taken care of. We got started back again. And this one.
Yeah.
I'm coming back. I'm going to lay down.
That truck you had, that good truck you had, I thought that was just ideal. But that weighed too much.
That weighed too much.
That put you up in the ICC plant.
That's right.
And when you cut on your truck, you had to cut on your trailer too.
No. Yeah, my trailer's the same.
Same one?
Same one. It's the same one. I can haul as much weight. I just got a bigger engine and so forth in this little truck than I had in the big truck. It costs me more to operate, but
yeah.
I can operate.
Oh, it does.
I was getting 12 and 13 miles a gallon on that big truck, and I'm getting 10 and 11 on this four. If I got that big 398 in. And zeroes up through there on them, they don't pay them no mind.
How many horses did you pay for?
I took 12 one day. I'm going to take 10 of them out. I got two of my own on this trip.
What is the world going on out there?
You want to just blow the weight.
It's blowing a little, but it doesn't look like rain right away.
It doesn't.
There's some black clouds, but
yes.
They're not solid.
Yeah. Well, now, you rebuilt something. Did you rebuild something?
Yeah.
What did you rebuild?
A pickup sitting right out there. That's the one Frank wrecked and tore all 3 feet.
Yeah.
The first day of last year, this July will be 2 years ago. I got out of the hospital on the 28th day of June.
You mean that's that same one?
That's that same one right out there.
Well, where has it been all this time?
I've had it.
Oh, you had it, you just didn't do anything with it.
Oh, yes, I pulled my big trailer with it for a long time. When I first got that trailer, I pulled the trailer with that truck right there.
Yeah, well, what did you do with it then?
about that big breath, and then I just parked it, and you get around the home.
Oh, I see. But you had that all the time.
Yeah.
You had both of them.
I had both of them.
And now you let the big one go?
I let the big one go and got a 3/4 ton Ford. 68 model. And I bought a 65 Chevrolet today. 3/4 ton.
Oh, I see you.
That's why you're going to leave. No, I'm going to build. I'm going to
build me another place. You lease what you have, build me another one, lease out of it.
I'm going to lease the one I got, my truck and trailer. I'm going to build me another trailer.
You going to keep it in your name?
No. I ain't got nothing in my name. I don't have to put that there. And buy horses.
I see. You're going to be Jack.
I'm going to play Jack Stokes just a little bit.
You're going to play Jack Stokes a little bit.
That's right. Took me a long time to get up this far. I worked hard.
It don't come to you, sir.
No, it doesn't.
Well, that's my trouble. Everything I do comes so hard and so slow.
No, yeah, that's just me.
Trying to get here, I ain't able to use it.
Like I told you, when a baby starts out, they got to crawl. Yeah. Then they walk. And the first thing you know, they run. Well, I'm still crawling. I'm still crawling. I haven't started to walk them yet. But I will walk.
Well, now that's more like it.
But like I say, I ain't nothing. I ain't gonna do more. I'm getting out here, get on the road. I take a slow 50 mile an hour pace, 55, and I can drive from here to Westchester, Pennsylvania, quicker than Carl Brown came and Salt Stage's life. He gets out there and he runs 65, 70, and 80 miles an hour. Then he gets in town, the cops are after him, the first thing you know, he's done stopped. And he done messed up and lost 4 hours. I'm done 200 mile on up the road, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
You notice that driving down, we just go 50.
Yeah.
55 is the limit. But nobody can stand and go in this one. So, I've got to tell you, we can stand on this, so we go 50. Besides, 50 is different. You're late, you can tell how far you can stand.
That's right, well.
But we stay right on 60, and I swear we made better time coming down here than we were.
Just like me, I've just been loaded. I've been loaded horses now. I haven't hurt one yet. And all my stopping and starting. I haven't turned to one load over. And it doesn't knock off me. I never feel enough.
Is that when your door comes?
Going down these long grades, I'll take my foot off the gas and let it go. And I'll get just about to the bottom. I'm doing about 50, 52 miles an hour. I'll give it the gas, and I'll get right on over right here.
Yeah. You've got enough momentum.
That's right.
It helps you find.
You can keep that on there. It saves gas, time, on the truck.
And when you get up to brow that hill, you letting up a little bit, huh?
That's right. You begin to let up. You may cut back 38, 40 miles an hour. But then, don't take you just a little bit, and you're back up to 50, 52 miles an hour. And if you drive that all day long, fast is how far you can go in one of the day. And then you're not wore out, you're not beat to death.
The man found the nerve to do.
Now, let me tell you, so you see, we played it, you know, you got to use your judgment, you got to have a hunch. All these fellas that we worked along with weren't worth the trouble. I tell you, this fella that took all them pictures, what's his name?
Leonard Butt.
Old Leonard Butt. Now, he's a nice fella.
Yeah, well.
But he was irresponsible. He wouldn't do a thing he said he'd do. And he never did work out.
No.
All right, you take that fella with the long hair and the pigtail. Who used to give you the creeps over there. He'd come over there on Sunday when you was over at the trailer, and you'd come over here pulling your hair.
How old was that rifle, man?
Father.
Mark
yeah.
Father.
Yeah. Well, you see, he come out here, and he got what he wanted, and we never hear from him anymore.
That's right.
He got what we wanted. He got what he wanted, but we didn't get anything.
Who's over there? I'm going to eat. That boy was going with my daddy. I'd be sitting over there alive, just a couple of days. I'm telling you, we walk in the door and the bottom of our life. I ain't no question about it.
Herman Floyd?
He was too long here several years. When he come out here, we got him straight.
Yeah, we're getting straightened up, but I'm telling you, he's about to rock both of your brains.
I don't understand it. I've run into some of those once before.
Main guy works with him. Well, they had a big part in it.
Mm-hmm.
We worked with him. And just about had him on a straight road.
And then he leaves.
He left.
Mm-hmm.
He don't even say hello. Don't even send his postcard. Now that's, you see.
He didn't realize he'd done anything.
The hell he didn't. He said so.
He did.
Oh, yes. He knows what happened out here.
Wow, there's,
We had a whole lot of lost effort.
Yeah, Suzanne.
Yeah. Now what are they doing? They out there in Texas, never even got a postcard from them. And they were nice. All of them were nice people.
Yeah.
Very sweet people. So somehow we got a hold of the we got a hold of the wrong element there somehow.
And, what's his name?
Yeah. Ricky.
Now, just he is about the most appreciative of the whole bunch.
Yeah.
Really and truly, I do. I think he appreciates the opportunity and the effort that we put forth here more than anybody else.
Channel one right, around 500 or 600. And the end of this short visit and hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long is this Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74. Channel one right, around 600 or 700 or 800. And the end of the visit with Cookie is hectic visit with Cookie and Jack Long. This Wednesday, the 15th of May, 74.
Do they grow them for the meat or for the wool?
Huh?
Do they grow them for the meat or for the wool?
Wool.
Yeah. Price has gone up right much on that, hasn't it?
Yeah, I guess the price of wool is pretty good right now. An ordinary sheep, you know, is here about 7 to 8 pounds of wool.
I didn't know that.
We had some of them Lincoln charters, some old big ones up there. Some of them would have 15 pounds of wool. White legs and white face. No, I don't know about them. I never dealt with them. I had a neighbor after I got rid of my sheep. A neighbor just above me there, oh, he had 15 or 20 sheep. He bought this big Lincolnshire buck. He stand up about that hard. He was a big one. I was going up one morning. He came drawing milk. And I had my milk. I was going up and stop and get his. His house was up above the road. And it was kind of grayed up there, see. And Jay was just, he was quite a big pushing man. Coming along down, he had a pad of pairing for the field of potatoes. Coming along down, and I see that buck coming around the back of that house, you know. And I hollered to Jay to look out for the buck. But he didn't hear what I said, and he stopped and he said, "What?" And just as he stopped, that old buck hit him, you know. Well, my God, you all see them parents fly. They come down all around me there just like snowflakes. I had one of them bucks hit me one time. There was another fellow and I was measuring a building to see about putting some roofing on it. And I was on one end of a 50-foot tape and he was on, this other fellow was on the other end. Jesus, that old buck hit me and he just carried me right down through to that other fellow, you know, right on his head. And then he dropped me off and tried to stomp me, see? This other fellow picked up a piece of two before and laid there. All right, I'll hit him over the head. Well, you know, the old buck, he'd shake his head and back up and come again, you know. And the fellow just sidestep him and hit him again.
See?
Well, every time he'd go back, he'd go a little bit farther, see. Well, when he got back far enough, the fellow jumped over the fence. But he had a brand new linen tape. And you know, that doggone buck chewed that all up. And he chewed that all up, so then I had to buy the fellow a new tape.
I didn't know a sheep or buck
were
doing like that.
Oh boy, they're buck would be
Miss Eason?
Oh boy.
Get up there.
Wait a minute.
I've done just that. That's all for you.
You trying to get me contacted?
No, that's I just got some good irons for you.
We would buy them
good. Well, you take a leg of lamb if it's cooked right, that's good, too.
Well, we have had lamb sauce. And you know there's not much meat.
No.
What there is, you see, is that taste there.
They were starting to raise a lot of soybeans up in New York there when I quit farming.
Yeah. Well, that far back?
Automobile bodies out of them there, but I guess that never materialized. She's election to the people just the same as the election down here.
Well, we don't have anybody just like that.
Looks like Kate Smith, huh?
Yeah. Well, now, was she in here because she helped y'all, or?
Yeah. Yeah, she was back in the truck.
Congratulations, she said, on the trail. From your senator, Rhoda Fox Gray.
Rhoda Fox Gray.
She looks like a big guy there, but she's not.
Clinton County. Are they close to you?
No, the Clinton County is up in the northeast corner of the state.
Well, you wouldn't run into those fellows.
Yes, I knew them all.
You traveled?
Well, I traveled the state all over.
Well, now, he's the county chairman.
Yeah, county up there in Clinton County.
Well, he didn't get out in Norfolk like you did.
Not so much.
He stayed in Norfolk. I expect all them fellows, a lot of them fellows, were just officers.
Well, he was a county chairman up there, the same as I was county chairman in Madison County. But they didn't get around and had as much, didn't take as much real activity in the union as I did.
Yeah. Would that be partly on account of him?
Huh?
Be partly on account of the county chairman?
Well, they'd call and want somebody to put on some meetings and one thing or another.
There's a lot of advertising.
Yeah. It worked pretty good, didn't it?
Frank Brill. Did we talk about him?
Yeah, well, he lived about 10, 12 miles from me.
Well, what did we think about him?
Jefferson County, that's another one way up in the northeast corner.
Well, I'm trying to find where we were talking about. Lewis County.
That's the way I look when I have all of my hair.
Well, you and Jack can compare notes about that when you had all your hair. No steel helmet either.
Now, what about this woman there?
She was that Frank Brill's daughter. They had a big farm, a big Holstein farm. Had a lot of Holstein, purebred Holstein cattle. They call it the monofarm farm.
Well, the Holstein's
a country,
huh?
Is it what?
The Holstein's
a country. Yeah. They get more milk than any of the rest of them.
out in Hill County?
Yeah.
Oh, the Hamilton's the name
yeah.
of the place.
Polish fellow, and he was about as tough as they make him. He's kind of a well-built fellow with broad shoulders and a short neck. And he used to see there at Hamilton, Colgate University. He used to go down there to Colgate
yeah.
and wrestle with professional wrestlers down there. I used to put on a lot of dances, barn dances, and one thing or another. We had a dance every week. Well, we used to this one dance, and I had a square set on there, and I was dancing on this set here, and he was dancing on the set over here. They called for swing your partners, and he came over there, and he grabbed a hold of me, and he swung me right around, and my feet were going right around the electric light bulbs up there, and I couldn't get him down. You know, he just... Why, if he'd ever let go of me, I'd have went 20, 30 feet off in a heap.
Well, you can tell looking at him that next stab this
season.
Yeah. You can tell. He's
yeah.
built up in there. What's that reference to steel helmet?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Huh?
No steel helmet.
Yeah, no steel helmet, yeah. His head was pretty hard.
Didn't need it.
Yeah, milk strike up there. I went through four different milk strikes. This one milk strike, we were trying to close this one village had three different plants in it. The Dairyman's League plant, we thought we had it closed up, but there was a big load of milk come in there. And I never could find out where the rotten eggs come from. But I was probably 100 rotten eggs sold. And you know, they hit all over that truck, and the driver there was one hit him on the hat. He had on one of them straw, stiff-rimmed hats, you know. One hit him here, and he jumped up like that, and just as he jumped up, one hit him right here. He's even got rotten egg, you know, run all down there. Well, they went over to they went into the plant over there. And they come out and they wash the cans off and they steam them and they wash them again and steam them two, three times. And they finally thought they got the smell off it so it wouldn't affect the milk. But you know, milk is taking any odor there, quicker than that. And they run the milk in. Well, after they got the milk in, you see, they were shipping the milk out in them days in 40 quart cans. Milk train stopped, you know, and they roared right along in there, see. And well, milk train come, and I see this fella here and another guy go down the railroad track, and they had a piece of new rope, probably 12, 14 feet long, maybe a little bit longer than that. I wondered, what the heck are they going to do with that rope? Well, by golly, you know, when that train pulled out, they boarded it. They went right up on top. They tied that rope to the catwalk and went right down over the edge and opened up the doors on the side. And when they got down to the next station, there the milk was running right out the door. Them fellas were down there and they just dumped that milk and let it run.
Now, you had too much milk, you had a regular milk train.
Oh, yeah. There was one night, there was four of them milk tankers. Come through the village of Madison, that was about 6 to 8 miles from where I was. And they stopped them, the ticket happened to see them, and they run them off the road and stopped them. And they claimed that they had skim milk. Well, one truck, I guess, did have skim milk, but the other three was whole milk, see, that they were trying to run through from some other county, running through my county. Well, they stopped it there, and they called me, and the time I got over there, they pulled the spigot off in the back of it and let the milk run. Yeah, they run right down the road. run down into a fellow's cellar, run right into a cellar window, you know, and run into his cellar. And my brother was fire chief there in the village of Madison, and they got him out of bed to get the fire truck down there to pump the milk out of the cellar.
Well, what was he doing there? Is that all he did, just
fireman? No, he was, he worked in the garage, driving a tow truck. That's about all he done was, somebody had an accident and he'd go and tow it into the garage. Even they kept him busy, too.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, he was busy about all the while, driving that tow truck. Of course, sometimes, you know, there'd be somebody that lived in Madison, and they'd be off somewhere and get smashed up, and then they'd call him. Maybe he'd have to go 100 miles and get him and bring him back.
They'd pay him just abandoned.
Yeah. I tried to preach non-violence to them, but you know, you get a bunch of them fellas out in the picket line, you can't tell what they're going to do. It's just the same way right down here now with these railroad strikes. There's always a few that's looking for something like that to get in to do damage somewhere.
And when they're looking for it, they're pretty much confined.
Well, I mean, sometimes they can. I know the county next to where I was, there was a Polish fellow there that had a big farm, and he was the county chairman there. But he was pretty radical, you know, and he was, when anything would come up, why, I'd get a telephone call from the state office, go over there and Tom Petty down. Sometimes I'd have a job on my hands, try to get him tamed down a little bit, you know. You take them Polish fellas, boy, when they get it going, they're ugly and blazing.
Quite a
temper.
Yeah.
Well, there was quite a few come in around my locality there. They made the Munsville plows and the farm machinery there. They had a big foundry. There was a lot of them Polish people come in there as molders.
They
could take that. Working in the ironworks there, you know. Well, then the old people were working the ironworks and the young lads there, and when they got up, well, they didn't want to get on the farm. That's the way they got it going.
The young ones wouldn't care about the
time. They didn't like it getting burnt with a hot iron too much. One thing he was always in the garage there, you know, and I don't know how he did come to get in on the fire chief business, but he was a fire chief there for years and years. Like me, one time I hired out in the alfalfa mill. I was supposed to go to work on a Thursday, and he was down to the station. This alfalfa mill was right side of the railroad station. And he was down at the railroad station for something on a Tuesday, and this old fellow that run the alfalfa mill says, well, come on over and go to work, he says. It might just so start today as any time. So he went over and went to work. Thursday, Thursday, I went down, too, to get my job, see? And this old German fellow, he looked, you know, and he said, my gosh, he said, it's the two of you boys. Well, he says, by God, I don't know, make a difference. He says, you come to work just the same. So we both worked there. Yeah, he was a good worker. He worked for years there for that Reynolds garage. Of course, if he wasn't on the tow truck, he'd work around the garage there or something, too. That was his main business, was on the tow truck.
Yeah, he could make a living on that tow truck.
Yeah. Must have made pretty good money there somewhere. Got he raised 10 kids. Even two was all I could afford. Show him up on the front.
Yeah.
This fellow here got killed in the strike, see, they and then big trucks run right over him. He went out and tried to stop it, but then he went right over and killed him. Paul Hicks.
Well, somebody else got rough on that at that time, didn't he?
Huh?
That truck driver got rough at that time.
Yeah. This Jerry Loomis. I put on the radio broadcast on the strike from Surrey Juice, and he lived up to Pulaski, and I was supposed to go up to Pulaski and be a speaker up there that night. I went up and after the meeting, I said to Jerry, I had the hot spot in the state, the county of Madison County down there. It was considered the hot spot of the state in the strike every year when they had a strike. And I said to Jerry, if I get in jail down there, would you come down and bail me out? No, sir, he said. If you don't know any more than getting in jail, he said, you stay there. Well, after the meeting that night, we went over to the restaurant and had a big dinner over there before we started for home, because I was about 150 miles from home. And I hadn't only just got home. I hadn't been home in 15, 20 minutes, and the telephone rang. I answered the telephone. It was a 32 Herald paper. calling, wanting to know if I knew Jerry Loomis was dead. And I said, he didn't know. I said, a couple hours ago. I was about 3 hours ago. I was there at the restaurant eating with him. He says, we know all about it. But he says, you know, he went home. And he told his wife that he was tired out. He was going to lay down in a few minutes, and then he wanted her to make him a cup of coffee. She got the coffee made and went to get him, and he was dead in a minute. He'd had a heart attack.
And he didn't know anything. He didn't know his heart was wrong.
Well, yeah, he'd had heart trouble for a while. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess he wasn't very active in this place. He'd been down there in my territory when we were just organizing there, and I was out training up members. He came down and helped me.
And the members, all they had to do was agree to pay you so much.
A nickel a hundred. Ready to pick up any extra nickel that you could get for them, else, but they didn't want to spend a nickel to help you. We'd call up the dealers out of New York, and they generally had a meeting in Utica in the Hamilton Hotel, and they'd argue it out and get a little extra out of the milk. We had a meeting in the Hamilton Hotel up there in Utica, and they argued out with the dealers. The New York City at that time had 212 dealers. There were 12 Irishmen, the others were all Jews. They'd generally be from 25 to 50 of them Jews from New York. Some of them Jews are just as black as any niggas in Florida.
How did they get that way?
Huh? How would they get that way? I don't know. They tell me there were some of them Jews in the old country there that are black like that.
They're so smart and bloody.
I guess so. I don't know. They must be.
Are Arabs supposed to be black?
Yeah. Come on. In fact, them Syrians, you know, them Syrians are just as black as them. They put on a bingo party every Tuesday night. You know, I used to play bingo in the club for it. And I got out of it.
You ran into a place.
Huh? Ran into
a place.
puppeteer there used to turn all the little money to the to the milk site.
Was Stripes a
frequent
part of your picture up there?
Did
you have Stripes often?
Stripes often?
Yeah.
No, just, well, about once a year or so. In August, they generally had him that kind of milk. That's why it was about the lowest.
Well, they do, and they have milk stuff in order to get the prices up when the milk is in short supply. Is that the thing?
They generally run about a week.
They get pretty rough?
Well, sometimes they get kind of rough.
Those dances you used to put on.
They had every other one of square beans and every one of round beans.
And I'm going to show my agent, so what's the difference between a square dance and a round band?
The round band, you just have one partner and you dance together all the while through the music place.
Mm-hmm.
Square dance, they call it.
Oh. You have to be pretty good to know how to call a square dance.
Yeah. Most of them are singers.